Hey, what's up there, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. Star Family, Star Tribe. Gonna jump into some awesome video I saw with some congresswoman in Washington that actually grilled the Twitter executives. And they were talking about the Hunter Biden laptops and things like that. And you know, all of that again, most of it is to get you focus on something else besides being in your heart, the ascension process going on. But I do like to pay attention to what's going on in the world. A good Jedi Master is aware of all of his surroundings. So I'm going to share this video clip. It's just like a minute and a half of this woman just shredding the Twitter executives. And then we'll get on to Elon Musk a little bit after that. So let me share my screen here. Check out quantumcollective.world also. We got some amazing all organic grains in, as well as some amazing supplements to help with ascension symptoms and also some new herbal essences we have coming in as well. So check out quantumcollective.world. Here we go. Enjoy the video.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Twitter files were not just about Hunter Biden's laptop. Twitter worked overtime to suppress accurate COVID information. Apparently, the views of a Stanford doctor are disinformation to you people. I, along with many Americans, have long-term effects of COVID. Not only was I a long hauler, but I had effects from the vaccine. Wasn't the first shot, but it was the second shot that I now developed asthma that has never gone away since I had the second shot. I have tremors in my left hand. And I have the occasional heart pain that no doctor can explain. And I've had a battery of tests. I had great regrets about getting the shot because of the health issues that I now have that I don't think are ever going to go away. Where did you go to medical school?
I did not go to medical school.
I'm sorry. I did not go to medical school. That's what I thought. Why do you think you or anyone else at Twitter have the medical expertise to censor a doctor's expert opinion? Our policies regarding COVID were designed to protect individuals. We were seeing you guys censored Harvard-educated doctors, Stanford-educated doctors, doctors that are educated in the best places in the world, and you silenced those voices. You're not a doctor, right, Ms. Gabby?
No, I'm not.
Okay. What makes you think you or anyone else at Twitter have the medical expertise to censor actual, accurate CDC data?
I'm not familiar with these particular situations.
Yeah, I'm sure you're not. It's not just about the laptop. This is about medical advice and expert doctors we're trying to give Americans because social media companies like Twitter were silencing their voices. Did the US government ever contact you or anyone at Twitter to pressure Twitter to moderate or censor certain tweets? Yes or no?
We have a program.
Did the US government ever contact you or anyone at Twitter to censor or moderate certain tweets? Yes or no?
We received legal demands to remove content from the platform from the US government and governments of the world.
Thank God for Matt Taibbi. Thank God for Elon Musk for allowing to show us the world that Twitter was basically a subsidiary of the FBI. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Oh. She grilled them. So they got multiple requests from all government agencies, many government agencies from all over the world to stop the spread of information. So again, what happened because of this court hearing? Nothing really. Again, the whole Twitter thing and Elon Musk bought it, and Elon Musk is now like releasing files. Like, what's changed because of that? Nothing. Again, they don't care if you know about this stuff. People aren't rising up. No one's doing anything. No one's going to Guantanamo. The czar and Jazar aren't happening. The RV isn't happening. These things are to get you outside of yourself and outside of your heart. A good Jedi is aware of everything and all of his surroundings. That's why I pay attention to this stuff. But I don't fall into it. I don't fall into the Q. I don't fall into the Guantanamo. I don't fall into this stuff. And Elon Musk, another side note, he's part of them too. He had one of those gender babies where he didn't release the hospital if it was male or female. He's also doing the Neuralink, where they're going to be embedding the Neuralink into your head and syncing up with AI, transhumanism, the agenda. We don't want that. We're not pushing that. So he's with them too. Just because Elon Musk released some information, what was really done because of it? Actions speak louder than words, and energy speaks louder than actions. You got to follow the energy, follow the actions. That's how you know what's really resonating, what's really going on. Even this summer, I read that the first pharmaceutical company is doing the first chip-implanted digital prescription drug. It's for depression, the most widely prescribed medication out there. and it actually sends a signal to your brain for 15 minutes at a time, one time a day. So you get that? They're going to embed a chip into your brain to give you a 15-minute one-dose session a day of this new electronic pill. And you're going to have people lining up to get this thing. It's crazy. All right? So Elon Musk is not part of them. He literally ripped off the name Tesla. Nikola Tesla, one of the greatest inventors ever with the quantum energy, free energy devices, and the taken down, shamed upon. He took that name, that beautiful name, and made it into battery cars. I mean, Ford even had a car that ran on hemp. Shit, they have cars that run on water. Even what I just posted about just came out last year. It goes 1,000 miles on one charge of hydrogen, water. So the real technology is being suppressed. Forget Elon Musk. Forget the Q thing. And forget Twitter. No matter what Twitter puts out, Elon's part of them too. Otherwise, they'd be like off with his head. He's part of the club. Don't believe the hype. And Twitter, don't believe whatever Twitter puts out either. Let's be real. Think about this, again, from a street smart sense. Elon Musk would not be out there with his know-who wife doing you-know-what, taking part of those you-know-what ceremonies, and still be walking around. That doesn't happen. Look at all the hundreds of doctors that have been silenced, the virologists and the epidemiologists just in the last 5 years. Hundreds of them have been executed, murdered, suicided. That's the truth. So again, stay focused, stay sharp out there. Don't get sidetracked into these things like Q and the Twitter files and Elon Musk and other things. But that was awesome that congressman did speak out like that. So I just wanted to share that video with you. Jonah Bolt out.